الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching the program Repentance. And today, inshallah, Zawajal, we will be bringing beautiful accounts before you of those who repented sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the passion of repenting sincerely in the court of Allah Almighty can also ignite in our hearts. Before that, let's listen to a virtue of sending salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one before whom I mentioned and he does not recite salat upon me, then he abandons the path to Jannah, the path to paradise. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know such a severe admonition we've been given in this hadith regarding those who want to attain paradise. We all want to attain paradise, but we've been told over here that the one in front of whom the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioned and he doesn't send blessings upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then it is as if he's abandoned the path to paradise. He's forgotten the path of paradise. May Allah Almighty save us from being amongst those who are these unfortunate people. And may Allah Almighty enable us to be amongst those fortunate people who will enter paradise without accountability. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will be talking about a few accounts of those who repented wholeheartedly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their ranks were elevated and they became our guides. And one of the intentions that we can add before listening to these accounts and that I can make before I deliver these accounts is that inshallah I'll also develop a passion to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning from these accounts, as this is very, very important for us. There's one account before me that once a Bedouin, he came in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he said that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I have many things, countless things. Can my repentance be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, why not? And then he again asked that, when I was committing those sins, was Allah Almighty watching me? To which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that, yes, Allah Almighty has been watching everything. Listening to this, the Bedouin, he let out a loud scream and he fell on the ground. And as he fell on the ground, his soul left his body. He passed away. You can imagine that what would be the state of his of remorse and regret over the sin that he committed. He came in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reassured him that your repentance will be accepted. You need to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at the fear of Allah Almighty that he had in his heart, that as soon as he came to know that Allah Almighty was also watching me as I was committing the sin, that very individual, he passed away. He passed away because of having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is our state? So it means being the same, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. We cannot escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never, ever can it be the case that we can hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been committing sins day in, day out. But yet, we do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is always watching us. Engrave this in your mind. Allah is always watching us. Whether day, whether night, whether in front of everyone, whether behind closed doors. We can never hide from Allah Almighty. Allah is always watching us. There's another beautiful account before me, which is regarding the repentance of a singer. And this account also tells us that repentance is something which elevates a sinner to such a rank that he also becomes the imam of the time, imam of the coming generation. As once Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the acclaimed and illustrious companion of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he was roaming around the vicinities of Kufa and he passed by a group of sinners, some people who were indulged in committing sins. They were drinking alcohol and they were singing and committing other sins. And there was a singer amongst them who was called Zazan. And he was singing in a very beautiful, melodious voice. Now listening to him, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, what a beautiful voice he has, how melodious his voice is, only if it was used in reciting the Quran. Now look at the mindset of the companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he is not hating the sinner, he is hating the sin. And what is his eagerness? What is he wishing for? That this attribute of his, the beautiful voice that he has, only if that was used for reciting the Quran. Now saying this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he placed his shawl over his head and he left from there. After when Zazan, he looked at him, then he asked the other people that, who is he? Then people told him that he is the companion of the Prophet Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then he asked them that, what did he say? And then they said that he said that how sweet his voice is only if it was used to recite the Holy Quran. As soon as he heard these words, an amazing awe, a state of awe overcame his heart. And he straight away broke his musical instrument, banging it, smashing it on the ground. He stood up and quickly he went towards Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He placed a handkerchief around his neck and he started to cry in front of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he embraced him, he hugged him, and they both started to cry imploringly. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, why should not I consider someone beloved to me? Why should I not hold someone beloved to me who has been held beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why shouldn't I hold him beloved who is beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Sayyidina Zazan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he repented from his sins and he adopted the company of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he acquired the knowledge of Quran from him and other sciences of knowledge to the extent that Sayyidina Zazan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh became an imam in knowledge. And many narrations of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu have been narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Zazan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So dear viewers of Madani channel, you see, Sayyidina Zazan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, before repenting, what was his state? He was amongst singers. He was amongst those who were committing sins openly. It was the awe-inspiring individual efforts of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu that became a means of his repentance. And Sayyidina Zazan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, his heart changed and he adopted the path of piety. He came in the court of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, acquired the knowledge of Quran. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, acquired the knowledge of other branches of knowledge as well, and eventually became the imam of the time, imam of other people as well. And we also came to know that many traditions of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we know today are narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Zazan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. What great rank he ended up having. So this is what repentance does. Now, the repentance of Zazan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was sincere. It was pure. He broke his musical instrument by smashing it on the ground. And he became remorseful. He cried when he came in the court of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu also embraced him. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu also mentioned the fact that this individual is now beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why shall I not keep him beloved to myself? He is highlighting the fact that he has repented wholeheartedly and sincerely now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him beloved to himself. Then why such an individual would not be beloved to me? So, Sayyidina Zazan rahmatullahi ta'ala, from being a sinner, became such an individual that after whose name we utter, we say, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Once, he was a sinner, but now he became Imam. This is what repentance does. But all this happened after he repented. Repentance served as the foundational ground for all those excellences that he attained afterwards. Had he not repented, then of course those excellences would not have been achieved by him. All that happened because of his initial repentance. So we need to understand that repentance is that stepping stone that we need to climb in order to attain any kind of excellence or virtue. Without repentance, we cannot achieve any excellence. So the account of Sayyidina Zazan rahmatullahi ta'ala is in front of us. That all those excellences that were attained after he stepped up that stepping stone of repentance. This is what repentance does. All the way from being a sinner, he became the Imam. He became the Imam in knowledge. And many narrations, traditions of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu are narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Zazan rahmatullahi ta'ala. There's another beautiful account before me of an individual who was during the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he repented wholeheartedly and sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sin that he was committing. And straight away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance and saved him from the embarrassment that he was going to face in front of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What happened once was, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was passing by the streets of Medina. He was going through the streets of Medina and there was a young man that was coming from in front of him. Now, he had hid a bottle under his clothes. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, that, "Oh young man, what is under your clothes? As in, what are you hiding under your clothes? What is that bottle?" Now that bottle that he had hid under his clothes, that bottle was of wine, it was of alcohol. Now that person, he felt embarrassment in disclosing this fact to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as he was very, very embarrassed in saying that this is a bottle of wine or alcohol. You can imagine it is Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen. He is among Shaykhaini Kareeman. He is amongst Khulafai Rashideen. He is amongst Ashra Mubashara. He is someone who holds immensely highly elevated rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, having your sins exposed in front of such a personality, such a dignified personality, is something very, very embarrassing for an ordinary person. Now, this very young man, he felt embarrassment in disclosing the fact that what was actually in that bottle. So he wholeheartedly repented in his heart and supplicated in his heart that, "Oh Allah, save me from this embarrassment in front of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and do not disgrace me, do not humiliate me in front of him. Hide my sin in front of him. I will never consume alcohol. I will never drink alcohol after this." So that embarrassment, that feeling of remorse was sincere in the heart of that person. So now that person says to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this bottle is of vinegar. There is vinegar in this bottle. Now Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, "Show it to me. Show that bottle to me." And when he presented that bottle to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then there was actually vinegar in it. This is what true repentance does, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from being humiliated and disgraced in front of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. So if this is the reward that he had in this world, then imagine the rank and elevation he will attain in the hereafter, and the reward that there will be in addition to this in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, is the most forgiving. And once a person repents wholeheartedly and sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his all shortcomings, not only in this world, but also elevates his rank in the hereafter. We heard the account of Sayyidina Zazan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that he was a sinner, but then he ended up becoming the Imam of the time and Imam of the future generations as well. And there are many other accounts as well where we come to know that many awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at once they were among sinners, but it was repentance that made them have all their sins wiped out and then attain the rank of excellence, and it excelled them to such an extent that they attained the rank of sainthood. Many awliya, many acclaimed awliya we see in the past that who once were indulged in sins, but it was repentance that elevated their ranks and they became the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, what do we establish from all these accounts is that if we also want to attain anything, any rank, any elevation, any reward in the hereafter, then repentance is that foundational step, serves as that foundational ground upon which we will attain all those excellences in this world and in the hereafter. Without having these foundations laid down in the shape of repentance, we cannot attain other excellences and other rewards in the hereafter. So, to summarize everything, to summarize this entire discussion of repentance, we can say that the ultimate goal of a Muslim is to attain salvation in the hereafter and to attain forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enter paradise without accountability. Now, to attain that salvation and that forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repenting wholeheartedly and sincerely will serve as the foundational ground. So, we need to ensure that we repent wholeheartedly and sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ensuring that our repentance meets all the conditions and prerequisites of it, so that it can be deemed as a valid and sincere repentance. And then we need to ensure that we excel in our actions, in our piety, in our pious deeds, so that our actions not only make us deserving of attaining reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that sincere repentance will also make us attain blessings and reward upon every sin as well, because that sin will be forgiven. And not only the sin will be forgiven, but there will be reward as well in addition to it in the hereafter. There is the glad tidings of palaces in the paradise for those who repent sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran gives this glad tidings that those who repent sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to be forgiven, if you want to attain salvation, then repentance is the first step, it's the first stage towards which we need to come, ensuring that we meet all the criteria of repentance. Inshallah, once that is met, then further steps and further excellence, the stages of excellences will be easier for us to attain. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He Almighty enable us to understand that what true repentance is, and may He Almighty enable us to repent wholeheartedly and sincerely the way we are meant to. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyin Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, forgive me. Allah, guide me, have mercy on me, guide me.